Yeah, I was actually recently toured a hog processing plant in Iowa. I understand the ethanol industry quite well. We have done a ton of work to get ethanol exports going all around the world. It's exciting to see E10 blends and higher being implemented in places like Taiwan and the Philippines and Indonesia now moving forward. I was just in Vietnam, also seeing that in Guatemala. We're making sure to capitalize on those opportunities. Look, the places we're seeing growth are really going to be the next set of long-term markets for American ag producers. I'll take Vietnam as an example. For a long, long time, they have had tremendous access into our market. In fact, across our economy, they have a $200 billion trade surplus with the United States, meaning we buy from them $200 billion more every year than they buy from us. And that's really unfair, and the president believes that's unfair, that we should have a balanced trading arrangement. And so agriculture is going to be a big winner in Vietnam, and it actually already is. In the last year, we had the best year ever in ag exports on cotton, tree nuts, corn, wheat, all products that saw their best year ever to Vietnam. Vietnam's implementing an E10 blend. I was just there pumping E10 into motorbikes at one of their gas stations, leading a delegation of ag companies over there. And their trade minister indicated to me they'd like to see an E20 blend come online sooner than they were originally predicting. So all of those things provide real opportunities for our farmers back here.